You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 3rd, and we've launched something here called Hero Reports, which is this idea of if you see something good, say something, as in tell us about the heroes in your life or in your community. We want your story to 8778-MY-TAKE, and coming up shortly, we're going to hear some of your stories. Today, though, we go to Iowa, where people are struggling to get back to normal in the aftermath of just historic flooding. They're rebuilding homes and businesses in Cedar Rapids. They're also tending to a national historic site, the oldest mosque in America. The Mother Mosque of America, as it's called, was founded around 1934, and it was submerged in 10 feet of water during the floods. To its rescue have come neighbors of every faith, leading the charge not only the mosque's imam, Taha Tawil, but also Rabbi Aaron Sherman of Temple Judah. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Imam Tawil, tell us about your mosque and how much damage did it sustain?
Well, the mosque has been submerged in the water, and we lost everything we have in the lecture hall, which is in the basement, and our books and our archives and our files, records, everything we have, the water just damaged it.
How are you coping?
Well, we are accepting God's will, and we are moving on to repair and to restore as much as we can. And this is an act of God, you know, we cannot object on that.
Rabbi Sherman, how did you learn of the terrible damage of the mosque?
Well, I have to admit that at first I didn't even think about the mosque because it, you can't see the river normally from the mosque. And I was at a meeting with clergy, and Reverend Ted Miller asked me, so how's the Islamic community? I said, I knew the Islamic centers, the other mosque, and I knew it was far away, but then it occurred to us that, well, maybe something would happen to the, to unfortunately, the Mother Mosque. And so I called immediately to my friend, Imam Taha Tawil, and was able to contact some of my other friends who are part of the community, and learned very quickly that of the great and terrible devastation that the mosque has underwent. And so I wanted to reach out very quickly and see how we could help.
And Imam, the rabbi brings us to a really important point, which is the response of your neighbors. Describe what that's been like.
Well, it was overwhelming. It was boring into the Mother Mosque, and the help really came from all over. First, our community has been always the same, have been always cooperative and known to be a global city and known to be respecting each other. And that's what makes the Muslim community grow in Iowa, the Jewish community, the Christian community, even the Buddhist monk and the crew, they came to do the same thing. So that feeling is overwhelming to know that this piece of history, of American history, the Mother Mosque, meant so much to many people.
Well, you speak so eloquently, Imam, about the overwhelming response. And I guess, you know, I don't want to get into metaphysics here, but maybe a flood's an act of God. But it really is amazing to see the act of people in Cedar Rapids being a model for religious tolerance and religious cooperation, whether we're talking Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, Christians. Rabbi, how important do you think this is historically for the community?
Well, I mean, this flood is absolutely devastating, and it has affected everyone. So it's so important that we all come together. But I think what is important that we've had already established some of these relationships so that we're not just starting from fresh. But Imam Taha Tawil was one of the founders of our interreligious council of Linn County, and so we've, through that, we've formed some of these relationships. And I think this will only strengthen us, but it's going to take a lot of time and effort for the community to come together. Fortunately, the synagogue was not affected by the water, so we have opened our doors and are trying to help in any way we can. But it's going to take a major effort from everyone in the community to pull us together.
Well, it's great to hear from both of you. Rabbi Aaron Sherman of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Imam Taha Tawil, all cooperating today there in an environment of religious tolerance in the aftermath of the devastating floods to repair one of the oldest, or the oldest mosque in America. Thanks to both of you.
Absolutely. Can I say just if some people want to visit our website, mothermosque.org, that will be more information about the mosque.
All right, thank you, Imam.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.